Okay, Brian, can I ask you where we are?
Point of stack, Genesee.
Yes, Brian, can you tell us where we are with time?
There are 2 minutes left remaining on the report.
Well, we have a motion on the floor that's been made and seconded, so I'm going to have to take that motion.
Can you repeat that motion?
I just sent it.
Okay.
Point of information. I can reread it.
I didn't hear who that was.
That's Janice asking for a point of information.
Yes, Janice, what's your point of information?
The point of information, the question is, what is preventing the CFO from giving us the asset and balance sheet with footnotes indicating the amount of financial dollars that are off, and providing us after the audit with an adjusted statement? That's
well,
the
question. May I respond?
Yes. Yeah.
I stated that the reason why we cannot produce a balance sheet statement is that there are the balances needs to be rolled over, the ending balances for fiscal year 2013 needs to be rolled over into the 2014.
I understand that, sir. Jack is
don't interrupt, please.
But
Excuse me. But
we were not able to. If we generate the financial statements, it will only show the additions to the balance sheet statement, but not the forwarded balance. And the problem with the forwarded balance is that we do not have a final balance that can be forwarded. So what we could do is we could send you the preliminary ending balances of 2013, and then we could send you a balance sheet that's kind of an awkward balance sheet. It will show only the net effect of this year to date, and then I do not recommend that we add two and two together, because that's not a guarantee an accurate presentation, and I will not sign off to that kind of reporting.
Okay, we are out of time.
Kim, I have a point of information.
We're going to go to the vote, but Kim, what's your point of information quickly? What's your question?
Raul, can you repeat what is the name of that grant? Who gave us the grant?
It's well, the check was actually came from T. Rose Price Foundation.
Wait, how do you spell that?
Capital T initial, T as in Tom.
Uh-huh.
Rowe, capital R O W E.
Uh-huh.
Price, P R I C E.
Uh-huh.
And Foundation, T. Rose Price Foundation, and one of the donors there had indicated Pacifica Foundation as the grantee of that amount.
It's an employee matching grant, is that it?
I believe so. T. Rose Price are known to have matched, you know, any donation from outside sources, and they would match it somehow. But we don't know the real nature of that amount that was given to us, how it was arrived. But Margie sent them a little note of thank you, and hopefully we'll be in touch with them, and Margie can chat with them and kind of explore more on what they do and how this match is done. At the same time, I'm also exploring, researching their company, T. Rose Price, and apparently they have several grants that we can apply for, and hopefully we could get more funds somewhere.
Okay, we're going to have
Mr. Chair,
out of time.
Point of information. Very small point of information, please.
Could you have a quick point of information? We're out of time
very
on this
quick,
item,
very
Janice.
Very quick. Raul mentioned when he was talking about pursuing CPB money that counsel had advised him to do that. I want to know what counsel that might have been.
Our FCC counsel, John Krigler.
John Krigler has, okay. And in the same vein, was it John? Well, never mind. I'll bring
it up. Sorry, we're out of time. We're going to have to vote on the motion. I'm sorry, we're out of time.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I do have relevant information about T. Rowe Price, and that question has just come up. I can answer it very quickly.
Why don't you send an email? We're at time.
Yes.
Send us an email.
No interruption, please. No interruption.
Okay, we're going to go to the vote. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? Should have received a motion from Janet Kay. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on this motion?
Yes. Ryan Edward Keeker.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Collins.
Yes.
Harvey Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brasson.
I just walked in from coming home from work. What is the motion? What are we voting on?
Okay, let me do this.
Janet Coburn motion to request specific reports from the CFO, including...
Okay, I'll abstain because I didn't hear part of the discussion. Thank you.
Okay. Akeem Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Eliana Casnay votes yes. Frank Lam. George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uso.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Karine Roberts.
Yes.
Manny J. Saba.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Abstain.
Heather Gray. Heather Gray.
Adrienne, I'm sorry, my phone was on mute. I'm saying yes.
Thank you. Janice Lane Stewart.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
My vote is yes.
Okay. I have it too bad. Okay.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Chair?
Excuse me, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, we have 16 yes.
Hey, Adriana? I did not hear you call my name.
She did call your name and didn't respond.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. I'd like to vote before the...
Okay.
What's your vote?
Yes.
Yes? Thank you.
Yes.
Then we have, Mr. Chair, we have 17 yes, 3 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
No.
Okay. Okay, thank you. The motion passed.
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege, Carol.
What's your point of personal privilege, Carol?
I'm going to have to get off the call. I'm in transit, so I will not be on the call. I'll let you know when I return. Thank you.
Okay. The next item we have on the agenda, executive director search. I think Lydia put this item on. We only have 20 minutes, so we do have to move quickly on these items before our time. So, Lydia, if you have a report or recommendation or motion, you want to speak to this? We have 20 minutes.
Okay. Yes, I sent it. I'm just walking in. Let me grab my papers. I sent it to the full board, and it is... my revised job description based on bylaw sections that I also sent. And it's closer to what our job descriptions used to be. They were amended at one point. I'm sorry, Carolyn got off the call because one of them are were things she wanted to be amended a few months ago. But anyway, basically, it is trying to tailor the job description to be closer to the language in the bylaws. So I deleted the first section, and I copied and pasted the bylaws executive director description and put that as the number two on the job description. Also, we've always burdened our EDs with having to sit through our agenda approvals and the whole meeting and blah, blah, blah. They're not a member of the board, not even a non-voting member of the board, as are the GMs locally, because those are advisory. But they are members of the coordinating committee, and certainly we want the ED to, excuse me, to attend for reports, and whenever they want to bring something to our attention, that's still, like, in there, but at least they're not required to attend, you know, 10, 12 hours a month through these meetings as part of their job. What is the other, Sandy? So other than that, the rest of it was streamlining it because that original Section 2 was extremely redundant. Everything in it was repeated in other parts of the job description. And those were, like, the main changes. The reason for bringing this is because we're already going into August. And so if we have any hope of posting this job description to find an executive director, I think we need to do it right away.
Can I speak to that?
Brian here. Brian,
you have a motion? Brian,
Janice to the stack.
I have
Brian. Point of information.
First of all, I'm just getting this back. Brian, you for the stack, and then I had Janet K. I'm sorry.
Well, yes,
can you hear information.
Plain Ewart.
Okay. First of all, that was a point of information.
Can Lydia send that to me? I don't recall seeing this, number one. Number two, can she read some of these changes for the stream? I think the public needs to know what she is changing.
Well, that's the point of information. Well, let me just... we have a very limited amount of time. I don't know if you want
Chair,
to...
Chair, I did not hear you mention my name. Janet C., I'm on the stack, please.
And Janice Lane, you were asked to be on the stack.
Well, I had Brian on the stack first.
Yeah,
Brian.
Benito to the stack.
Then Brian. Brian.
I move that the Pacifica National Board authorize Chair Margie Wilson to post an open hire for the position of Executive Director using the job description provided by Lydia Brazon, which I will attach to the motion when I distribute it.
Is it appropriate to object yet to the motion?
Second.
Very second.
Second.
Motion has been made.
Point of information.
Who is that for point of information?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay, Janice.
Mr. Chair, could you please inform me why this is not being referred to the Personnel Committee for completion and the process being taken away from the committee?
Mr. Chair, I'll motivate my motion.
Well, that, you may get an answer to the motivation of your motion, but this was just an amendment to the agenda. We voted on it, so you can, when Brian gets to the motivation, you want to motivate your motion, Brian?
Well, she asked me what the reasoning behind
sorry,
the motion
ask,
was. I'll explain it if you let me motivate.
Yeah, I asked for, yeah, there was, so, Mr. Chair, I have to hear the reason through the motivation as opposed to your answering the question as the chair.
Let Brian motivate.
Brian, you want to speak, briefly speak to answer her question briefly, and then we'll get to the motivation.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm moving for us to approve an agenda and get it out there. We've been without a permanent executive director since at least March 15th. It's been clear that that position has been empty. That is nearly 5 months ago, and if the Personnel Committee has not been able to approve a job description then waiting for the Personnel Committee to perform these functions is going to prevent us from getting anywhere with the hire before the board turns over at the end of the year. And we simply can't afford to keep that position vacant indefinitely. To get this process started, this is the kind of thing, posting a job description, that can be handled at an administrative level. It takes board authorization. Let's get this thing moving.
Okay, we got a
Janet Kay, point of information.
Janet Kay, what's your point of information? What's your
Posting a job on the website would require an application deadline, and that has not been resolved either.
I don't see that a question in there, Jenny.
I'm wondering, Brian, your motion?
It does not require an application deadline. It can be posted as open until filled, but, you know, you can put that within the discretion. The motion doesn't specify. It's within the discretion of the person posting it. If you want to specify, propose an amendment.
This is Kim at a point
Janet
of order.
Janet C., do I ever get my turn?
We haven't gotten to the stack yet, Janet C.
Yeah, Hank's still waiting on the stack, too.
We haven't even gotten to the stack yet. We haven't even gotten to the motivation of the motion yet. So, okay, now, Brian, who's keeping time while, Brian, you're motivating your motion?
Oh, I just motivated, Mr. Chair.
Okay, he just motivated. Now we'll take the stack.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Say Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Okay,
and
Richard,
and this is Lydia to the stack. Janet Kay to the stack.
Okay, Richard, what's your point of order?
Kim to the stack, if you're taking stack.
My point of order is I don't think we need to do this. I think we have...
This is argument.
Just
what's your point of order, Richard?
No.
You can't get into debate.
No, it's out of order. My point of order is that it is out of order because we do not need to do this. We have people
that's
in the
argument.
Wing.
You jump back with a point of order.
Insane.
Okay, too many people are speaking. He's made this point of order. We'll now go to the stack on the motion.
My point of order is this is out of order because we don't need to do this.
I recognize we've heard it. Okay, Hank, you're next on the stack.
You heard it.
Okay. I would like to add an amendment to this motion, and that we make the executive director primarily responsible for fundraising within the organization. It is common throughout nonprofits for the executive director to be the
is there a second
in charge of fundraising.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Lydia, second.
Lydia seconds the amendment.
Oh, man.
Okay, is there any objection to that?
Yes, I object.
Oh,
this is the business of the personnel committee. This is not some random game. I object. This is not a random game of making up qualifications for the leading member of our organization.
We'll now take stack on the amendment.
Okay.
I'm on the stack.
For the stack. Kim on the stack.
Jose Luis.
Jose Luis
for the amendment.
Okay,
Brian, we're keeping up with the time.
Am I going to get motivated?
We have 10 minutes left, Mr. Chair.
Okay, this is the amendment, and I have Jose Luis to speak on the stack for the amendment. Jose Luis.
Okay.
That was the first person I heard for the stack. Too many people are talking at once. I got Jose Luis to speak for the stack on the amendment.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. I make a further amendment that a timeline be approved, that the job description approval be at today's PMB meeting. We post the job through September 15th, the second meeting in late September.
I object.
We'll decide the first meeting in October.
Objection.
We'll pick semi-finalist interviews. The second meeting in October, we'll conduct interviews for two dates that week. The third meeting in October will send finalists to the PMB. First week in November, finalists will book flights. Second week in November, in-person PMB meeting.
You're all going to have to get those amendments in writing, and is there a second to this amendment?
A second at Lawrence. Okay.
Point of information.
And Jose Luis, you're going to have to get this in writing.
It's in writing.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
It's out as part of the timeline, although.
What's your point of information, Richard?
My point of information is has this been around? I mean, how can we just, because you guys show up with your little script and read it, how can we actually look at things. This is a point of order. It's a question. How can we actually...
Point of order, Mr.
Point
Chair.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Valid decision. If you people just...
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, please. Can we get to the orders of the day? Because this is just delayed.
Point of order. I'm sorry, you don't have the floor, right? Point of order.
Do you have the floor?
Who is that calling for point of order?
We are delayed, Mr. Chair, because they don't want anything being approved. Please, can we get the orders of the day? We are on time, and we need to vote.
Adriana, we are doing the orders of the day. We're
Thank you.
When the time is up, we'll go to the vote.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Dennis, what's your point of information?
Dennis?
Mr. Chair, would you please help, would you please answer the question how Jose Luis Fuentes was at the top of the stack when you started taking the names for the stack? He was third or fourth in line.
I will respond to that.
Point of personal privilege, Jose Luis.
No, I'm going to respond to what the reason he went to the top of the stack because he made an amendment. You were on the stack for the original discussion in the stack. There was an amendment, so we have to have the debate on the amendment. So he was in front to get debate on the amendment, and then he had the floor, and then he made an amendment himself, and that's how he got to the front of the stack.
Mr. Chair, I challenge that ruling. That is not the order of what I heard, and I believe that is incorrect.
Second that challenge.
But that's how I heard. That's how he got to the front of the
stack. Is that a ruling?
You asked me for a point of information, and I reckon I responded to your point of information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did, and I am challenging your ruling.
There's no ruling to challenge. You didn't make a point of order.
You just asked for a point of information.
Point of order?
I had someone on the stack before you, Janet. Now you make
not for
point
a point of order,
order
you
make...
didn't. Tony, she had a point of order.
Janet, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that the ruling of the, the decision of the chair to call an individual for whom it was not clear what the individual was going to say when a stack had already been developed around this topic was not properly noticed, and you ignored others. Unless you knew what the individual was going to say, you had no way of knowing that that was going to be an amendment. And I challenge your...
First of all, Janice, I'm going to respond to that.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No, first of all, I'm going to respond to the ruling on that. Brian made the motion, and then Hank made an amendment. You asked to be on the stack when Brian made the motion, and I put you in front of Jose Luis when Brian made the motion. And then Hank made an amendment. Then we had to take a different stack. The first person I heard to be on this stack with amendment was Jose Luis, and that's how he got up to the front of the stack. But now there's a challenge. We have to go to the vote on the challenge of the chair. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
George, point of information.
Okay. Yes, George.
Did Lydia ever introduce a motion to the effect that we would approve a job description?
No, she did not. Brian made the motion.
Thank you.
Well, Lydia...
Where are we on time, period? Brian, are we keeping time?
We have 5 minutes remaining on this item.
I'm on the stack.
Well, first of all, we have a challenge to the ruling of the chair. We've got to take a vote on the ruling of the
chair. Mr. Chair?
Who is that?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, I noticed the motion in the form of the draft yesterday when I sent out the draft to be approved today, and it was labeled that this was the description for 731.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
That was all. And then Brian's motion is to post it and other things. Thank
you.
We're going to now vote on the...
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Motions have to be given to the PNB 7 days in advance, okay?
Well, that's not correct. That's not a point of order. That's not correct. Any motion
otherwise,
can be made
yes, that is. This is an incorrect procedure that this is
can't make a point of order during an appeal.
Okay, we're doing an appeal now. We're going to vote. We're going to go to Madam Secretary to call a roll on the sustaining the chair.
Point of order.
Yes, Madam Secretary. Uphold the chair.
Point of order.
Uphold the chair. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll?
There's a point of order on the floor.
I didn't hear. Who is making a point of order?
I think it's George.
This is certainly discussable.
What's your point of order, George?
This is certainly discussable.
Yes.
What is discussable?
The point of the challenge to the chair.
Yes, correct.
No, it's not. It's about whether he called on Jose Luis in the right order. It's the definition of not debatable.
So as a matter of procedure, we're going to go to the vote. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Brian Edward Peter.
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Bottom.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
To uphold the chair, yes.
Rodrigo Arrieta.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Lydia Brasson.
Yes.
Dean Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, I vote yes.
Adriana votes yes. Frank Lam.
I vote yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Yusuf.
I understand we're being railroaded, but shouldn't we get a schedule for these trains?
Richard Yusuf.
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden. Carolyn Burden.
She got off the call.
Okay. No, she said no.
I thought I heard her say no.
I'm sorry. Carolyn Burden?
Carolyn
Burden. She was leaving the call.
Off
the
call for a period of
time. Janet Coleman?
No.
Celine Roberts?
Yes.
Manijay Sarwa?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yeah.
Heather Grace?
No.
Janice Lane Stewart?
No.
Janet Coburn?
Abstain.
Mr. Chair, the vote is 12, yes, 6, no, 1 abstention. Do you wish to vote?
No, I'm not voting. The chair's ruling is the same. We'll now go back. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, we are on time. It's the time for this, the 20 minutes for the executive director.
Okay.
We need to serve.
I move to extend 5 minutes.
I'm afraid the time is up. You should have time is up.
I'm moving to extend 5 minutes on this
our
issue.
Our time is up. We can't extend once the time is up. We're going to have to go.
No, that's not true. Point
that's
of order.
That's not true.
What's
Brian.
Not true? Yes, Brian.
A motion to extend is in order when time has expired. It's not debatable, but it's in order.
Okay, we'll vote.
Second.
We'll take that as we'll vote to extend time. Janet, what's your how much time you extending? It requires 2/3.
I said 10 minutes.
We don't really have 10 minutes. We'll be out of time for the.
I'm 7 minutes.
Point of order.
I'll make it 7 minutes.
Point
Green,
of order.
What's your point of order?
The member said 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'll stick to 5 minutes. I don't need to.
She said 5 minutes. We're now
5 minutes.
Take a vote.
Good enough. Good enough.
Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on extending the time for 5 minutes? Take the 2/3 vote.
Can you please ask for objection? It'll take us 5 minutes to vote.
Okay. Is any objection?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Brian Edward Peter.
Sure. Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Harvey Wilkinson.
Sure. Yes.
Rodrigo Arrieta.
Oh.
No?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brasson.
Yes.
Dean Kaufman.
What is this vote?
to extend
5 minutes.
Pardon me?
Vote to extend.
Extend 5 minutes.
Could you finish calling the roll, Madam Secretary?
Warren Breyer.
Did you hear my vote?
No.
I voted yes.
Thank you. Warren Breyer.
Yes.
Indiana Boutier. Frank Lamb. Frank Lamb. Yes.
Yes.
Breyer.
Yes.
Richard Youssef.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Celine Roberts.
Sure.
Manisha Sara.
Yes.
Jean Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janice. Lane Stewart.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, the vote is 18 yes, 1 no. Do you wish to vote?
No. We'll now go back to the debate on the Jose Luis amendment. Do we have a stack for Jose?
Yes, you know, yes, Janet, I want to be on the stack.
I know. Mr. Chair, point of information?
Yes. Adriana, what's your point of information?
We are 1 minute away for the 5 minutes that we have.
No.
It doesn't start until you take the vote.
Right. And you count the vote.
Don't we have a certain time to adjourn to executive session?
Yes, but we've extended.
We extended everything by 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Starting now.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, Jose's amendment to Brian's motion to Lydia's basic posting here is a choice to make the definition for ED or the job description for ED mirror a description made in 2012 that was later amended and made more timely in 2013. The fact that we have never discussed what the differences are here and why there is something good about going backwards to 2012 is really is one of the problems for taking Lydia's motion that has not been voted upon in the personnel committee and just moving it whole hog to where it doesn't belong on the floor of the PNB. I mean, there is some committee work that is ethical and ongoing and has been, you know, and has been charted by the chair of the board. We've been doing our work, and to steal it, to make some crazy additions to it about fundraising, I mean, you know, changing the description in a quite random way without any deliberation or legal thinking is another one of the kind of putsch-like activities that goes on thanks to the majority. I don't like to say it, but I think it is pretty naked. It is a power play here to steal the job and the duties and the appropriate duties of the personnel committee under the stewardship of Janice Lane Ewart to bring it up quite randomly here and haphazardly on the floor of a public meeting.
Brian, what the...
It's just outrageous.
Who's Richard, the timekeeper? We only have an extra 5 minutes. Brian, who
Richard
who's
to the stack.
Tim to the
stack.
We have
3 minutes.
In on the
everybody
stack.
Stop talking. I need to know who's keeping the time.
I am. We have three minutes remaining on our... Well, 2.5 minutes remaining on our extension now.
And
like and Brian, we have you for the stack, and then
Kim.
Richard.
I asked to be on the stack right after Janet.
Kim or Richard. Okay, I have Lawrence.
Richard.
Yes.
And Brian.
So I support Jose Luis's motion from KPFA because this is already, it has become protracted. it has become unproductive, and we need to move on high in the ED. And if one of the objections is that the ED have the capacity and the ability to raise funds, I think that's ludicrous. I mean, I think each ED should have that kind of ability and those kind of talents. So along with the timeline that's practical and makes a lot of sense, I urge my colleagues to vote yes on this timeline.
Point of information.
I'm sorry, you're going to let him finish. I'm sorry, you're going to have to let
him
finish.
Okay, after he's finished, I have a question for him.
Morris, are you going to finish?
I'll finish,
Morris.
Thank you.
What is your question?
My question is, how much money is this person supposed to raise? How much and from where? And what are the allowable places from which the person can raise money? Does he bring it along with his political party? I mean, what are the limitations?
I'm sorry, Janet.
This should be
done with some forethought here.
I
didn't specify an amount.
You're not specifying an amount. So
okay,
it could be $2.
Janet, it's not a point of information.
I would like the question added to the minutes. My question is, how much?
Well, you've asked your question, so.
Okay, as long as it's added to the attributed minutes.
Next person I had on this stack, I think Brian, did you sign up for the stack on this one?
Well,
Janet,
I was going to
argue. I have a point of information.
Mr. Chair, we're at time on the extension.
Oh, our time is up. We're going to have to go to the vote.
Kim, point of order.
What's your point of order, Kim?
First of all, this whatever it is, was not noticed properly. Second of all, this is all...
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but this is not propaganda.
Changes.
Okay,
point of order is a point of order.
Stop talking.
It is not appropriate
point
to
of order.
Like this.
Everybody's going to have to stop talking. Kim, you made that point of order earlier.
It is not appropriate to change the bylaws like this. We're going to vote on Jose Luis's bylaws.
What is your point of information, Jeff? What's your question?
So, what is the? Is this a two-thirds that needs to be two-thirds because the motion was not noticed?
No, it's not a two-thirds. This was added to the agenda. This is a regular simple majority. Now we're going to vote on Jose Luis
Amendment.
Madam Secretary, call the roll on the amendment. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Would the amendment be read, please?
Madam.
I am Edward Teacher.
You have it in writing. You should have received it in writing. We're out of time.
On the Fuentes Amendment, no.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Sovereign.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
I abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Lidia Brazón.
Yes.
Kaufman. Absolutely not. This is.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Liliana Casney votes yes. Frank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
No.
Richa Yusu.
No.
Caroline Burden. Janet Solomon.
No.
Janine Roberts.
I pass.
Manisha Saba.
Absolutely no.
Jim Brown. Jim Brown. Demetrio Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry. Heather Gray.
No.
Janice Lake York.
No.
Janet Corbin.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta. Saying Robert.
Yeah, I said yes, okay. Say Rodrigo.
Okay. Say yes. Thank you, Rodrigo. Karen Roberts.
Green votes yes.
Votes yes. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown votes yes.
Thank you.
Okay, and
Mr. Chair, the vote is 8 yes, 9 no's, 1 abstention. Do you wish to vote?
What was the vote? 8 yes?
9 yes, 9 no's, 1 abstention. That didn't pass.
What was the vote?
I didn't hear the vote. Could you repeat the vote again, Madam Secretary?
If you vote yes, it's 9 yes, 9 no's, and 1 abstention.
I'll vote yes.
Well, that is with your vote, I'm sorry. It's 8-9-1. With your vote, it's 9-9-1.
Okay, so
I'm voting yes, so it's, I'd vote yes, if the amendment fails. Now we'll go to the vote on the Hank Amendment.
So, point of clarification.
Yes, Benito.
What was the final vote?
Madam Secretary,
nine, 9 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so it was 8 and then Tony voted in terms of yes.
No, Benito. With the Tony vote, it's 9-9-1.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now we'll vote on the Hank Amendment. Madam, call the roll, Madam Secretary.
The whose amendment?
Hank's amendment. You should have received that.
Brian Edward Peter.
Have not received it.
Yes.
It's been sent into the entire pantry.
It's there. I received it.
Quite a while.
We're calling the vote, Madam Secretary.
Abstain. Yes. Abstain.
Thank you. Janet Corbin.
I did not get the amendment, so could somebody just read it real quick so I know what it says?
Don't want me to read it?
Sure, you want me to read it? What do you got?
I move to amend the job description of the executive director to include the role of primary lead in fundraising for the foundation, to work in concert with PNB, station managers, development directors, LSPs, and appropriate committees to ensure the financial stability and growth of the network.
Okay, when you finish taking a roll, Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Janet Sovereign.
I'm going to pass.
Maggie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Arneta.
Yes.
Pass?
No, said no.
No.
Yes, no, I said pass.
Good, thank you. Lydia Brasson.
Yes.
Dean Chapman.
What are we voting on?
You just read it. The amendment, Hank's amendment.
Hank's amendment?
Yes.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence votes yes.
Adriana votes yes. Frank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Yusuf.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
No, not appropriate.
Corinne Roberts.
Yes.
Manish Sava. Manish Sava.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Thank you. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Johnny Lane Ewer. Johnny?
No.
Thank you. Janet Corbin.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
This is Kim. I want to change my vote to abstain.
Thank you.
Adriana, this is Heather. I'm going to abstain as well, actually.
Okay, thank you. The vote is 12-3-4. 12 yes, 3 no, 4 abstention. Do you wish to vote?
No. The amendment is now passed.
Amendment passed.
Do now we have we'll a vote. Copy of it?
And now we'll vote on the full motion
point,
with the amendment.
Point of information.
It's in your email.
Brian votes yes.
I don't
the
have
motion
it.
Is amended.
No, no, no. Hank's amendment. Never got it.
I'll forward it to you.
I never got it either, Janet K.
Okay. Now we'll go up. We're going to be voting. We're going through the orders of the day. We're going to vote on the full motion now. Madam Secretary, could you go to the full motion of the amendment?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Pass.
Janet Favre.
Pass.
Marky Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Yes. Lydia Bazan.
This is the full motion,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
As amended?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Absolutely not. These are bylaws changes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence passes.
Pass? Okay. Iliana Casney votes yes. Frank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Richard Uso.
Point of information, is this the motion to...
No
point
of information during the vote. You can either vote yes,
but,
no,
or abstain. You can clarify.
Please?
You can clarify what I'm voting on. Is this the motion that changes the job description?
Brian, motion as amended.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Richard.
Yes,
it is.
Well, hey, this is bylaws. You can fade and neuter your cats,
Richard,
but you can't.
Oh,
you're
going
to have to vote, Richard.
Hell no.
Madam Secretary, could you finish calling the roll?
Janet Coleman.
No.
Darin Roberts.
Yes.
Manujay Saba.
No.
Jean Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yeah.
Heather Gray.
Absolutely not.
Dennis May Ewer.
No.
Janet Sovereign.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Pass.
What?
I'm still passing.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence votes yes.
Okay. I came back to you, Jose Luis.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, Carol's not on the call. I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
It was
false. Carolyn Burden. You wish to vote?
Tell me what the vote is, please. I'm sorry, I was knocked off the call.
It's to change the ED description and a bunch of other stuff.
break the bylaws.
God bless.
Change the bylaws.
I'm very sorry, but we are in the middle of the vote. You wish to vote, check your email, or you are saying, I'm sorry, I need to finish the vote.
Yes, well, someone explained it to me. I'll vote no.
Well, thank you.
No thanks to you.
This is Janet Kay. I want to change my vote to abstain.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, we have 11 yes, 7 no's, 2 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, Chair vote yes.
Thank you. Then the vote, the motion passed 12-7-2.
Can you say that again?
Yeah. Can you repeat the vote?
12 yes, 12.
What? How many?
12.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Madam Secretary, just repeat the vote. The yes.
12-7-2.
12-7-2. So the motion passes.
Thank you.
The next item that we had to find on the agenda was, Adriana, you had a motion.
I move to adjourn.
Yes. Yeah.
We're at time for a public
adjournment. I second the motion to adjourn. Doesn't
require a motion.
I'm sorry?
We have to move to closed session.
Okay. May I ask, we need a continuation meeting for this then, because we need to vote. We have an agenda, and I ask for a continuation meeting.
Okay.
Oh, what do you mean, okay?
Point of order.
Who is that calling a point of order?
Brian.
What's your point of order?
We had an extended mandatory adjournment time of 10:33 Eastern. The only thing that's in order is to call all the outstanding votes and then adjourn. Adjourning doesn't even require a vote. We need to be moving into exec session now unless someone moves to extend.
I wasn't sure what the time was for the adjournment, but unless someone moving is there.
I moved that we extend 15 minutes.
Tony, you got the script. You know what the script is.
Oh, please.
I'm sorry, Richard, you're out of order. Adriana has moved to extend 15 minutes. Is there a second?
Second motion.
I object.
No. We just need to move to we just need to move to the executive session now.
Well, she made an amendment.
Lawrence, now be recognized.
Well, Adriana made a motion to extend by 15 minutes. Was there a second?
That's not in order, Chair. That's my point of order.
Why? What's your point of order, Lawrence?
Our standing rule is that once we are reaching time to adjournment, that we take care, we clear the table with whatever is left on the table.
No, but it hasn't been moved yet.
Okay. There was a motion to adjourn. Who made that motion?
Serene did.
We don't
and I seconded it.
There's no motion required to adjourn.
Yeah,
the only motion that's in order is a motion to extend. If it doesn't prevail by 2/3, then we are automatically adjourned, and it's not debatable.
Okay. Well, we had a motion to extend. I was asking, was there a second to it? Was there a second to extend the motion? Was there a second to extend?
I'll second.
It's been seconded to extend by 15 minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Edward Ryan Seeker.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Maggie Wilkinson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Lidia Brazón.
Pass.
Team Chapman.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, Lawrence votes yes.
Adriana votes yes. Hank Lam. Hank? George Ryder.
No.
Richard Yusuf.
No.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Solomon.
No.
Jane Roberts.
Yes.
Manisha Saba. Dean Brown.
No.
I'm sorry. Jim?
No.
No. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Danny Blake Ewer?
No.
Lida Brasson?
Yes.
Jim Chaplin?
No.
Hank Lam. Hank, did you vote? Okay. Mr. Chair, we have 5 yes, 12 no's. Did you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, 6 to 12, the motion passed.
Okay, we are now adjourned. We now go into executive session. Thank you, everyone.